What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Wednesday morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me. We've got Dan Buck back in here with us this morning, and Ethan Bright, Sue Thomas, back from her brief time off there. So we're happy to have her back doing traffic. And yes, indeed, Dan Buck, how are you?
I'm good, man. Glad this weather's kind of giving us a break finally.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot cooler today and even more cool as we get into the weekend. Can't wait.
Ought to be fantastic. We need it. We deserve it. And I tell you what, we can now officially announce. We can now officially tell you, which we couldn't yet yesterday, Kimberly St. Ange is a new mom.
A new mom.
She is a new mom. Congratulations to she and Michael and everyone in the family, because they have now welcomed little Hudson Christopher. She had a baby boy.
We both missed that one.
Yesterday. Yep. I thought it was a girl.
I think a bunch of people in the building thought it was going to be a girl.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Ethan, you were with me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely thought it was a girl.
We thought it was a girl. I don't know why. I just had that feeling.
But we're excited. Mama's good. Dad is good. Well, people always say that. Mom, you know, father and son are doing great. And, oh, wait, mom did all the work. But
mom did a lot of work.
Yes, she did. It was quick, but it was grueling.
Very
from
true.
What I hear,
it's true. We're gonna get it. We'll get her on here when she's feeling
awesome.
a little better. We'll let her describe how everything went. not in dramatic detail, but we'll let Kim handle all the details. But like a whopping 9-pound baby boy.
Wow.
So little Hudson
and
Christopher
early.
Imagine if
he would have gone full term.
He came a week and a half early.
Whoa, nine pounds.
Which Ooh. Made, you know, of course, made her happy, I'm sure, because, I remember when we were expecting our second, and my wife went like a week beyond her due date for the second one. And she would, that was not what we were, she was planning on, let's put it that way. She thought, all right, I've been through this once. I don't think I'm going to have to wait the whole time. And sure enough, that's exactly, unfortunately, what happened. So good for Kim. We're thrilled for her and her family and little Easton. I saw a picture of him holding his baby brother yesterday and kissing him on the head. So that's fantastic.
So he's welcomed him to the family. Some kids kind of freak out away. You know?
Well, you know, they do. Like, hey, wait a minute. I was the only one.
Uh-huh. Especially that number two. Like, wait a minute. I'm the king dog here.
It may take you a little while for that to soak in, actually, at the end of the day. Hey, listen, we have got a absolutely packed show for you this morning. We are going to get to Ryan Schmelz here in a few minutes. because there's room, there's word on the Epstein documents. I mean, people may be getting tired of hearing about that. I don't know if they are or not, but they're about to be delivered to Congress. We're going to get an update from Ryan this morning. We got Jeremy Rosenthal, the attorney, on just a little bit later to talk about some of the legality issues surrounding this redistricting. Well, that's still floating around out there because they're trying to track down Democrats down there in the great state of Texas. Had to lock one of them in the building the other night, apparently, just to keep an eye on where they are so they don't run off again like they're hiding from something. A little later, we're going to talk to former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. They've started an effort over in the state of Illinois to have fair district lines drawn again, because Illinois is one of the most gerrymandered states in the country. Democrats did this. 14 Democrat seats, only 3 Republican seats in the entire state of Illinois. And they've started an effort to make that fair again. They're going to try to put it on the ballot. We're going to talk to former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We got the mayor of St. Charles is going to call us after that big meeting. Packed house last night, Dan.
Packed.
I didn't go because my daughter had an event at her school, but I got pictures from friends who were there, and it was a full house.
And you got the mayor to agree to.
The mayor's coming on this morning. Yep,
that's awesome.
In the 8 o'clock hour, fantastic. We'll talk to Mayor Borgmeyer, and you know, he pulled his support for this thing right before the thing was withdrawn. So we'll get you an update on all of that a little bit later. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
George Soros is single-handedly responsible for the chaos in our cities. We're talking today about D.C. chaos. The reason why our cities are in chaos is because of one guy. He buys all these elections and he installs people who do not want law and order. They want felons on the street. They want the law-abiding living in fear.
Yeah, that's a guy named Alex Marlowe. I don't know if you followed him or not, but he does have a new book out, and I want you to hear a little bit of what he had to say yesterday about all of these protests and things going on around the country. And if you don't think the whole bunch of it's paid for, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. I still enjoy it. Unfortunately now, I mean, you know, the way Trump practices it, it has made it less joyful.
Chuckles Todd out at NBC, over at CNN begging for some headlines. And Donald Trump has taken the joy out of life for comedians, apparently.
When it comes to Russia, Ukraine, what rates of the A-plus then, specifically?
He got involved. He's at least doing something. Look at the leaders he brought over from Europe yesterday, and look at how they praised him for what he's doing.
Yeah, a little taken.
Joe Biden did nothing. He went on the beach and fell asleep.
That's the truth. That's a caller to C-SPAN. You know, Democrats, when you've lost C-SPAN, you've lost the country. I just have to tell you.
The president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies.
Caroline Leavitt is a national treasure. Can I just say that again out loud?
Rock star.
Despite the fact that she's also got really good genes, she's a national treasure.
Great genes.
Just absolutely great genes. Such an upgrade over what we had before in that position, where you had somebody who had to read her answers out of a book in front of her because she never met with the president to begin with. Corinne Jean-Pierre, you haven't heard that name in a while, have you?
Thank God.
You were missing her. I know you were.
So was missing her.
Yes, you were.
You know, it's so neat, too, to see all the liberal women see such a strong, bright, young person and applaud her efforts and appreciate everything that Caroline brings to, you know, the White House and brings to national news. You know, they're very proud that a woman is in that position.
The liberals, you think? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Dan?
They love women's rights unless it's a conservative woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I continued to marvel as I watched Scott Jennings on CNN yesterday and some of the other people having to go out and defend what Donald Trump is trying to do in Russia. With the Russia-Ukraine situation, I here's what I don't understand. As you heard the caller to C-SPAN point out, for 3.5 years, three full years of which there was a war in Ukraine, Joe Biden did nothing. Nothing. Zero, nada, zilch, didn't have a phone call with Putin, didn't do anything but waste $80 or $90 billion a year sending war resources to Ukraine. Did nothing else to try to end that conflict. Donald Trump comes in 6 months. He doesn't end it as quickly as he'd like. But he's had a meeting with Putin. He's had several meetings with Zelensky. He's met with Europe. He's got everybody on board to try to arrange peace where Joe Biden did nothing. And all we have to listen to, this is the great divide in this country. All we have to listen to are these talking heads from the former failed administration telling you why it's Donald Trump who's failing, not Joe Biden. Honestly, I watched more of it last night. All the names you would recognize, Susan Rice and all of these others that they trot out. I haven't seen Anthony Blinken yet. He's probably keeping a low profile because he's been embarrassed by what a pathetic job he did as Secretary of State. And it's Donald Trump who's the problem here? What planet are you living on? No one else is trying to solve that conflict. The Europeans can't solve the conflict. They need it solved. The only two people that can solve it are Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. And if the two of them can't get together on this, Europe's got a real mess on its hands.
No question.
It's not in our backyard. So the constant drumbeat of criticism of Trump over this, I just don't get it. And it continues. It continued all day yesterday with, you know, every talking head on CNN that they could get on there. John Bolton. I mean, just the cast of characters. Ben Rhodes. Remember that guy?
No.
Yeah, they trotted him out from somewhere, and I mean,
who will talk negatively about Trump. Nobody who's an actual expert today who has information about the actual negotiations. They don't bring on any of the cabinet members who I'm sure would probably go on there and to get the story right, but they don't want the truth.
They do not. No. You can't handle the truth. I've got that drop somewhere. That's not what they want to hear about. So we'll get you updates on that this morning. We'll talk to Schmelz here in a few minutes as well about the whole mess with the Epstein documents and why it's finally about to be released to Congress. And there may not be anything Democrats can do about it because they voted to have the files released. And we'll get what we get. I don't know. I kind of hope the whole thing will die down after they finally get it. Maybe it's a nothing burger. I'm starting to believe there was never the list that everybody thought there was. Like a boom, boom, boom. Here's number 1 through 50 who went to the island and had sex with young girls. I don't think that list exists.
I think there'll be flight logs of people who may have gone there, but there's no credible reason of what they did.
Yeah. yeah.
Credible
All right.
proof.
Anyway. Close, but no cigar. Bill Clinton was there, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to a break now. Who we got for the national anthem this morning, Ethan?
Mr. Jeremy Boyer.
All right, please make it end. The constant drumbeat of talk about Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, meeting with the deputy attorney general or whoever she met with, trying to make a deal. She knows stuff that she won't reveal. I don't know what happens next. I do know that some documents are about to get released to Congress, and we've got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the phone this morning. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Will James Comer get his hands on anything of substance come Friday?
Well, I think we'll have to wait and see what comes out. You know, this is a pretty substantial amount of grand jury testimony. It's only the first tranche of it. So we're going to probably see some more in the near future after that. But this technically was actually late. The initial deadline was supposed to be yesterday. The Department of Justice did not get those documents released in time, but Comer did come out that same day and say that, you know, we're going to be getting these documents on Friday.
So it's only the first round. And you know, one of the things he pointed out is the reason this takes so long is because they are actually going through and striking any names, addresses, sensitive information, or information related to sexual assault on children, and making sure that information is redacted. And we're talking about thousands upon thousands of pages, likely.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It's the sensitive information we want. I think in terms of names, right?
Victims.
In terms of not the victims, but the perpetrators.
Right.
Well, the perpetrators' names wouldn't be getting striked.
Okay.
That's my understanding, is that they would still be in there. It's just names of victims, their addresses, anything that could reveal information about them in terms of, like, you know, where they are right now and all that. So that's what they're looking at getting redacted.
Well, the reason I'm confused, Ryan, and maybe you can help people with this. I've covered this story now for ages. I thought a federal judge in Florida ruled that they would not release grand jury testimony, and yet the Congress is about to get some grand jury testimony?
Well, Congress does have significant subpoena power. Let's keep that in mind, especially the Oversight Committee. And it seems like they probably have a little bit more of a cooperative DOJ as opposed to, you know, when President Biden was in office and, you know, they were trying to get information on Hunter Biden. So they do have subpoena power. There are certain powers that they are granted. I mean, if the DOJ wanted to push back on this and combat the Oversight Committee, they could probably go back to court and have a legal battle there. But it doesn't look like that's the case this time.
Well, the former Attorney General Bill Barr testified on this week, didn't he? Was it assumed behind closed doors?
Yes, correct. And they I believe they could be releasing the transcription at some point. But yeah. It didn't seem like there were any major smoking guns. From what Comer says, is that Barr was cooperative. He pretty much led them to believe that he never had any conversations with President Trump about any list or had any conversation with him that would incriminate President Trump. So it seems like it was a pretty positive meeting for President Trump in terms of what Bill Barr spoke about and what he said about Jeffrey Epstein or anything related to that case.
Right. Got Ryan Schmelz with us from Fox News Radio. Hey, let's talk about the Navy Yard for a minute where you live down there in Washington.
Yeah.
Are you seeing any armed guards walking the streets down there?
I mean, you're seeing some cops with a little bit more gear than usual. Where the kids were notorious for walking by and kind of hanging out, this park that's about a 5-minute walk from me, there's a pretty big station of National Guardsmen out there. So you got like the Humvees and some of the other military vehicles out there. And then there's, of course, a big presence at Union Station as well. But, you know, we had a Nats game, I believe, last weekend, and it didn't seem like there were any troubles. And it seems like, you know, things are kind of moving in the right direction. But, of course, you know, there's still the big political disagreement going on in town, which is that Republican staffers love the National Guard presence and the Democrat staffers do not like it here.
Unbelievable. Ryan, listen, be safe, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Mark. Thank you so much.
Yep. See you later. Ryan Schmelz there, Fox News Radio reporter in Washington, D.C., covering the Capitol and what's going on up there. I don't know. So, Dan, what happens? So 30 days are up, and Trump loses his ability to do this, and the troops all go away, and it all goes back to the way it was, and then the crime starts up. What will the Democrats say then?
Well, his authority to extend beyond 30. But the city can invite and request a longer stay. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on this mayor to say, stick around. We'd like it to extend another 30, another 60 days. So I think that's going to happen.
Carjackings are down 90%? I mean, come on. Why would you want to do that?
Just because everything is down. Everything's safer. It's remarkable.
All right. We're going to get to Buck Don't Give a Bleep coming up in just a minute.
Buck Don't Give a
I love it.
We're going to make no apologies for what you're about to hear or if this segment triggers a few liberals. We don't care. It's a new segment where we're going to give mainstream media platform to social media conservative voices. People who are out there doing great content, great stuff, and unfortunately, mainstream media, radio, TV stations aren't giving these folks their due, aren't giving them their platform. So,
right.
Every day, we're going to have Buck Don't Give a Beep, which you just heard. Today, we're featuring a rapper who has become extremely popular over the past 12 to 18 months. He's a social media influencer, over 800,000 followers on X. it'd be awesome if this segment helped him get over a million. But Tom McDonald is his name. If you met him on the street, you might be a little intimidated. He's got face tattoos, neck tats, piercings. But he is putting his art and his musical abilities out there every single day to expose the evil and the hypocrisy of people on the left. This current song right now is the number one most downloaded song on Apple.
No kidding.
Yes, over the past 3 days, it has just skyrocketed. It's one of the most shared videos on X and Facebook since it got released last week. This clip that I'm going to play is only about 50 seconds of the 3 minute song, but folks, it is one of the best parts of the song. The song is entitled "The Devil is a Democrat." You don't have to enjoy rap music, folks, to appreciate the work of this guy. Trigger warning, if you're a hardcore liberal, this song is definitely going to trigger you. Here's rapper Tom McDonald. Ethan, hit it.
The propaganda is on every channel. They think we stupid like the truth is just too hard to handle. Put on your camo, it's a culture war and load the ammo. They want Antifa ruling everything like it's Seattle. And they want anyone who's fighting to be dead and canceled. They want rainbows in the classrooms and 15 different bathrooms and white guys that hate black dudes. They want war, they don't want peace. They want fentanyl in our streets. They want borders to be weak. I swear the devil lives in California. He a politician.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Passing bills that bring chaos and division. Yeah, the devil lives in California. Should be in prison. He got horns, but he tries to keep them hidden. Because the devil is a Democrat.
Wow. Wow. Where's this guy been my whole life? Wow.
Yeah. How's that for some morning juice?
Huh? How'd you find this guy?
He's out there, man. There's so many great people out there, and you are going to be a part of it. I'm telling you, there's so many people like this guy who are just putting out incredible content. And he's got a whole series. Actually got the governor, Newsom, commented on him, called him a gay dude, which he's totally not gay. Oh, yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, and so they're at war right now on social media, him and Newsom.
He's got Newsom firing on him because he's talking about...
It's got 800,000
Democrats. Yeah, thank you.
The devil lives in... The devil is a Democrat, and he lives in California.
And it's rap.
Oh, it's great.
On top of all of that.
Oh, he's relating to a whole bunch of young people and people hearing the truth. Thank you very, very much, Tom McDonald, for dropping the truth bombs. That's our first segment. How's that for coming
out?
Well,
I love that.
Isn't
and
it?
So this guy is, he lives in California?
Actually, I don't think so. I think he is out of New York, I believe, or somewhere in the Northeast.
Huh.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you look at him, I think he does have some criminal background. He was an ex-con, but dude, he's on fire. He's got, you know, and his whole repertoire of songs are pretty cool.
He's actually Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Is he really?
He's Canadian.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's going to be the 51st state at some point. So that's
yeah,
cool.
I'll get a little more information to share with you. But just go out there. It's at Tom McDonald, and you're going to find all of his stuff on X. And he also has a Facebook page.
It's just not a name I would connect with a rap star.
Yeah. Tom McDonald.
Tom McDonald.
Yeah.
Like Joe Smith. Yeah.
No, but he's awesome. And, you know, and don't judge the man because of his neck tats and his, you know, piercings everywhere. He is a cool dude, and he's calling it like it is.
I love that song.
I
might have to. I'm not a rap fan at all, but when it tells
either.
A story like that,
yeah, that's a whole different kind of rap.
Like for example, I'll admit that I don't listen to a lot of. I've listened to some of it. I can't understand the words.
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes too fast for my old brain or what. And others, it's just so blue that the language and all of that. I just have no interest.
I had to listen very closely to it a couple of times to make sure there was no curse words or anything because we are putting it on mainstream media. But that's what these guys need. They need some mainstream media exposure to get those numbers even bigger. Because if that song could go really viral, I'm talking hundreds of millions of views.
Think of the audience that would be hearing that, who might normally listen to that style of music to begin with, who aren't hearing that from any news source or TikTok feed that they currently subscribe to.
Yep, and that's
if
the
that
whole
catches
point.
Catches their attention.
That's the whole point of Buck Don't Give a Beep, is trying to give these people, these great conservative voices, and artists in this case.
Yeah, and artists,
a platform. Give them some mainstream platform.
You might remember, he did a song with Roseanne Barr. And he also did another one with Ben Shapiro.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been out there about 18 months. Yeah, he's getting well known. But let's hopefully get him even more well known now that he's been on 97.1 FM Talk.
Wow.
Yeah,
I hope people will get on there. That's fantastic. Normally you're expecting that out of a Kid Rock or one of these, you know, maybe a Ted Nugent. You're not going to get the rap thing out of Ted, but you know where he's coming from politically before you listen to an interview with him. Has the guy been doing a lot of social media in addition to his music? Does he do interviews and all that?
He does, and he'll have like interviews and chat about Newsom. I mean, he'll actually talk. He doesn't rap, and then he'll always end it with some of his music, the segments. But I hope people go out there and spend a couple bucks, too. I mean, put it in your music library to share with some friends
or
whatever.
Maybe,
but
Dan.
But for $2, $2-3 is what a
we
download.
We should try to get him on the show. You think he's doing any media?
Absolutely.
I wonder if he would, just to gauge his experience. And I wonder what kind of, I'm trying to think of the name. Robert, is it Davos? Is that the guy's name? Davi? The actor who's been in, he's played a... He's played a mafia character in a lot of movies. I've had him on the show before, and he's a Hollywood character who's very conservative. He does a lot with like Angel Studios and stuff now because he was blacklisted in Hollywood. When he came out and supported Trump the first time around, I first met him at CPAC a couple of years ago, and he's one of these people who has really been blacklisted, and he'll talk about it, and he's bold about it, and he's back acting again, doing stuff with Angel Studios. But I wonder what this guy's reaction is to how he's been treated within the industry. Obviously, he's having to use YouTube and other outlets to release his music. My guess is major labels, he's toxic to them. They probably wouldn't go near it until he starts selling music.
That's right. Until he becomes high on the charts. I mean, that's how we're going to get him there. That's how we're going to make this guy mainstream, is spend everybody go out there and spend $2 on a download.
Yeah.
And download. And you got to love the name of the song, right? I mean, the devil is a Democrat. You got to love it. So just go out there on your Apple device and your Apple downloads and look for the – it won't be hard to forget. The devil is a Democrat.
Yeah.
And download Tom McDonald.
There used to be a band called the Wright Brothers, the R-I-G-H-T Brothers, and I used to play their bump music. I still do around the holidays because they got a couple – All I Want for Christmas, you know, they've got a couple of great songs that are conservative. But it's all old. It's all dated, like – the Limbaugh letter and things like that, that are references to what was going on 15 or 20 years ago when they first came out. And cool. I haven't heard anybody fresh like this.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we'll look into it. Maybe I'll PM him and see if we can get him on the show. That'd be awesome.
That's fantastic. I love that. You know, a couple things we haven't talked about this morning, we'll get to them coming up here in a minute, is, of course, the Catherine Hanaway appointment. That happened quickly. Now, we called it yesterday. We said that she would be the likely candidate. John Lamping was on here talking about it, and we haven't talked a whole lot about that at all. And, Dan, something you and I have a little bit of experience in, which is TV news.
Wow, what a merger yesterday.
And a big announcement yesterday about Nexstar and how it could affect the local TV market. We're going to get to all that for you in just a minute. Stay tuned. All right, good morning, Patriots. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In here alongside Dan Buck and Ethan Bright this morning. And happy National Radio Day. 2025. This is the day.
Wow. I didn't know such a day existed.
They got a day for everything.
That's true.
I mean, you know, I was thinking about this. I went to school to do TV news, to do television news, but my first ever job was in radio. I worked in radio in my hometown. I worked in the radio station at my college. The very first TV job I got was an AM-FM TV combo in Zanesville, Ohio, and I had to do TV cut-ins during the Today Show in the morning and then run across the street and do radio cut-ins on the radio side of what they did there. So I've been doing either, you know, TV news or radio news, and now for 35 years. It's been a long time, Dan. I'm trying to do the math. 37? No, wait a minute. 38 years almost.
I was going to say.
1987.
So you started when you were 12?
That's college.
Thank you.
That was
when
you graduated from college.
Points for you.
Right?
Yeah, in 87.
Right. 87. Because mm-hmm. I started broadcasting in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah. My sister was a GM of a radio station. So.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
Be an artist.
Be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or
just another Tuesday, and where over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So I got some late night shifts and fill-in shifts here and there.
What station? Here in town?
No, Monmouth, Illinois.
Okay.
A little town up just north of Macomb. So,
nice.
Yeah, and then, of course, in college, you broadcast all the way through college, doing college radio, basketball games, and football games. And so I go back literally to 1980. Since I first went on the air. That's a long
time. It's true.
Long time.
And, of course, my impression of radio, used to listen to my favorite rock station in Cincinnati growing up, WEBN. I had to tune in there in the morning. They would do cut-ins during snow emergencies, and you had to wait for them to read the long list of schools. And my school was Lemon Monroe High School, so I had to wait for them to get to the L's to find out if we were out of school that day. So it's always been a source of information, even when I was listening to it for the music. And then my epiphany came in probably 1980. I'm trying to think what year it was. 80, what's 80?
80, While in
87,
college?
88, when I'm driving along one day and I flip over and I hear this voice and I'm like, wow, that's just what I think. And it was Rush Limbaugh. I'll never forget riding. I was in my car the first day I heard Rush Limbaugh, and it was an epiphany for me. And I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Where's this guy been my whole life, right? And even then, deep down somewhere, I knew that I would love to be able to do that for a living, and I wish I'd done it 25 years sooner than I did. But you know, you get into a career, you kind of got you're making the money you were hoping to make at some point, and you've got a family, and walking away from that is not easy. And I finally took a leap of faith and moved into radio talk full time. And I've never been happier. Could not be happier with that decision. Wish I'd done it 20 years sooner, but I didn't, and I regret that.
And a lot of people don't understand the distinct difference between television news and radio,
you know,
because we're so in a box when we were in television. I mean, that's why I left, too, was you just felt like you weren't making much of an impact, right? You were doing your two-minute segment a day. It was very usually structured. In other words, you had to give the who, what, when, where, how, and by that time you're done and you're tossing it back to the anchors, or if you're the anchor, you're just reading a teleprompter.
Sure.
Here, it is such a free-form sharing of expression, sharing of ideas, sharing your beliefs and your and feel like you can make a difference, feel like you can at least bring common sense discussion to some issues in society that are off the rails, and maybe, just maybe, you're influencing enough people to keep it on the rails.
Well said. Yeah, it's true. It's liberating. He's right. There's no scripts here. I don't talk to you from a script each morning. I do research, and then you get my perspective on stories through my lens, which happens to be a conservative point of view. But that's what you're getting. You're getting the news of the day, the things I think are important. You know, when I drive, Dan, often, and this is important to talk about on National Radio Day, because we live in we're about to talk about the Nexstar purchase of Channel 5 and Tegna, which means they're also going to own Channel 5 and Channel 2 and Channel 11. when you talk about media like that, people don't, we work in a shrinking industry. Never take for granted what you get to listen to on the radio every day, because it could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
The nature of the world we live in is that it could be gone in a blink with consolidation and, you know, corporate decisions that are made far above your head that you just have no control over. I don't ever take that for granted. I feel blessed every day I get to come in here and see the red light come on.
And you and I never would have thought that'd be the case 20 years ago. I mean,
no.
It was such a free-form market. Everybody, you know, had their platforms, had their ability. There was very little corporate involvement. Every station was very much run independently. And today, it is very much corporately run. And the shutdown of voices becomes much easier when fewer companies control the market.
It's true.
And so when you hear about these big mergers, don't not pay attention, because, you know, we need diversity of thought. We need diversity of news. We need diversity in society, or that's where propaganda can replace news and free thought.
Nexstar, the largest TV ownership group in the U.S., has agreed to acquire Tegna. Now, Tegna owns KSDK, and they also own... Nexstar already owned KTVI and Channel 11.
KPLR,
and there used to be limits on the number of TV or radio stations you could own in one market, just because they didn't want the possibility of too much influence from one company.
And there still is that limit, but the Trump administration has talked very openly about relaxing some of those rules to allow television and radio stations the ability to be a little less regulated so they can compete with social media. And that does make some sense.
Well, Nexstar has 200 stations in 116 markets, although some are owned through a partnership. So I don't know. I assume this is final, right?
Yeah. Well, they're a owner of WB Network, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
happening. All right, we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the new attorney general in the state of Missouri. Catherine Hanaway named yesterday. She takes over in September. We may very well get her on the air Thursday of this week, I'm told. We'll find out more about that. All those details for you coming up next on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.